Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I wanted to go through 1 Timothy 2, 9, and 10. What I want to do is I want to break down some of the key words in there for us godly women. So I'm going to read the scriptures, and then I'm going to go through and explain the Greek meaning behind the words. And then I'm going to take those scriptures and I'm going to read them again with the meanings in them. And hopefully that will give us a deeper understanding of what a godly woman should be. So 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So let's go through these words and look at what the Greek meanings are. So adorn. The meaning is put in proper order, decorate, garnish, trim, or prepare. So if we look at today's culture and we use the word adorn, the word decorate doesn't really fit in it with us today, because decorate today is like decorate a cake, decorate your house. It means to pretty it up. And we can see through 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter 3, we're not supposed to pretty ourselves up. So I'm going to use the words in proper order, garnish, trim. Those are what I see would be the meanings that we would be looking for today, in alignment with what Scripture tells us about not using decorations. So let's move on to modest. It means orderly, of good behavior, well arranged. Apparel is a lowering, let down dress or robe. So what that's talking about is a long robe or dress, what we call today. Shamefacedness is bashfulness, downcast eyes toward men, reverence, regard for others, respect. Sobriety is soundness of mind, sanity, self-control. Becometh is suitable and proper. Godliness is devoutness, piety, reverence towards God's goodness. No, I didn't go through every single word in the scriptures, because a lot of them already say what they are, like gold, broided hair. We know what that is. So now I'm going to go through that 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10. And as I read it, I'm going to put in the meanings to the words in place of those words. And hopefully it will give us a good picture of what us godly women should be like. In like manner also, that woman... In like manner also, that women put in proper order, garnish, or trim themselves in orderly, well-arranged, of good behavior, long robes or dresses, with bashfulness, downcast eyes toward men in respect, and self-control with soundness of mind, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, which is clothing, but which is suitable or proper for women professing piety, devoutness, and reverence towards God's goodness with good works. So I don't know about you, but that really helps me see the deeper meanings and a more well-rounded picture of what a godly woman is like. And Lord willing, I'm hoping to do more of these and take some time under each of those key words that us women are trying to strive for and break them down and see if we can't help ourselves along here and be transformed into the woman that God wants us to be and that Apostle Paul is instructing us to seek after. So, you know, let's praise God for everything He does, and that if we dig into the scriptures, we can really become that woman. When I first started on this journey, I was so far away from it, and I still have a ways to go. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I've come so far, and I'm sure many of you can say the same. I know for a fact many of you can say the same. So I just want to encourage us to dig deep in the scriptures and let His word wash us. And I'm going to share this with you because I love it. Ephesians 5, 26 and 27. That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Wow, talk about not being with a blemish. How amazing will that be? I came so dirty, and the Lord washed us clean, didn't he? Amen. And I'm going to leave you with this encouragement. 1 Corinthians 13:11-13. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I'll stop right there before I read any more. I just want to say a lot of that stuff that we've had to put away, the opposite of what a godly woman is supposed to be, is really childish things, isn't it? As we mature in Christ. Would you say that, sisters? Verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So hopefully that helps you out. Like I said, Lord willing, I'll be doing more to break these down. It's good for me because when I do these, I have to really self-reflect and examine myself. And it's good for us to keep going through all this on a regular, ongoing basis, because it's really easy to let some of this slip, isn't it? I know for me it is. You can be so focused on so many things that one little thing over here slips just a little bit, and that can help bring down other things. So if we're always kind of going through a cycle and renewing our mind with God's Word in every aspect, that will push us on to full maturity. So anyway, I hope you have a joyous evening or a day, whatever it is for you, wherever you are. And may God be praised, sisters. We love you all.